Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Tuesday, July 26th. As usual, let's begin today's program with a trivia question. Many of you may know that in Europe, people tend to speak multiple languages. Even though English may not be the most common language, a large number of Europeans can speak English pretty well. So for these European countries,What percentage of their population can carry a conversation in English? Which country has the highest percentage and which one has the lowest? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. Now let's begin our regular program. Today's topic is recession. The first piece is from Bloomberg. Germany on brinks of recession as business confidence falls.German business confidence deteriorated to the worst level since the early months of the pandemic, on growing concerns that the record inflation and limited energy supplies from Russia will throw Europe's biggest economy into a downturn. A gorge of expectations released on Monday by the Munich-based IFO Institute fell to 80.3 in July from 85.8 in June.Analysts had predicted a drop to 83, an index of current condition also dropped.
今天的第一则新闻来自于彭博社，他是说呢，在本周一，有一家叫 IFO Institute 的机构呢，公布了德国的一项工业信心指数。这项指数呢，从六月份的 85.8 呢，下降到了七月份的 80.3。分析员们呢，原来估计只会下降到83，但是呢，情况比预想的要坏。所以市场呢都在担心德国这个欧洲最大的经济体呢会陷入经济危机。这则新闻本身比较简单，没有什么特别难的单词，只是第一个句子呢比较长，特别是那个 ongoing concern 呢后面有一个定语从句比较长。这种用法呢在写作当中当然是非常常见，但是在口语中呢其实是挺少的。
The second piece is from Reuters. US housing cool down is recession red flag for markets.With the Federal Reserve set to jack up interest rates again this week, Wall Street is on alert for signs of recession, and recent housing data suggests the sector may be a harbinger of a cooling economy. Home builder stocks, sales, and mortgage data show that previously booming housing market is falling back to earth amid a broader economic cooldown.
第二则新闻呢来自于路透社，它是说呢美国 housing market 也就是地产市场的收缩呢显示了美国经济呢也可能将进入衰退期。在 pandemic 刚刚结束的时候呢 housing market was really hot, but now it's coming back to earth, 也就是回到了正常的一个状态。这篇文章里呢有一个短语和一个单词可能你要注意一下，一个是 jack up, 它的意思呢就是提高。第二个单词呢是 harbinger, 它的意思呢是预兆。
The third piece is from CBS. Yellen downplays U.S. recession risk ahead of key economic reports this week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday said the U.S. economy is slowing but pointed to a healthy hiring as proof that it is not yet in a recession. Yellen spoke on NBC's Mid Press just before a slew of economic reports will be released this week.That will shed light on an economy currently besieged by rampant inflation and threatened by higher interest rates. The data will cover sales of new homes, consumer confidence, incomes, spending, inflation, and overall output.
第三则新闻呢来自于 CBS News. 美国财长 Janet Yellen 呢在周日上了 NBC 的节目叫 Meet the Press. 在节目里他说呢美国经济现在还没有进入衰退期或者说是经济危机。整个就业市场呢还是比较健康的，同时呢在本周有一系列的经济数据将发布，这将为大家更好的了解美国经济的状况呢提供一些主要的数据来源。
The fourth piece is from CNBC. The numbers show the US economy is at least teetering on recession. The White House is sure the economy is not in a recession, nor headed for one. Wall Street is pretty sure there's no recession now,but isn't as positive about what's ahead. Looking at the data, the picture is indeed nuanced. Nothing right now is screaming recession, though there is plenty of chatter. The job market is still pretty good. Manufacturing is weakening but still expanding, and consumers still seem fairly flushed with cash, if somewhat less willing to part with these days.
最后一则新闻呢，来自于 CNBC， 它也是讲了美国经济目前的状况。很显然呢，白宫希望大家相信美国经济并没有进入衰退，但是华尔街呢并不是十分确定。从目前公布的经济数据来看呢，市场状况还可以，但有一些迹象表明呢，衰退已经开始了。这篇文章里呢，可能有两个单词和两个短语需要注意一下。第一个单词呢就是 teeter， 它的意思呢就是摇摇欲坠。第二个单词呢是 nuance， 这里呢它用了它的过去分词叫 nuanced， 它的意思呢就是细微差别的。这个用法还挺好的，把一个名词作为动词来用。在两个短语里呢，第一个呢是 flush with， 它原来的意思呢是说冲洗，这里呢是指有足够的现金的意思。第二个呢是叫 part with， 也就是放弃。在这里呢，这个 part 其实是个动词。All right, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，同时呢同名公众号呢也提供了完整的文字版。此外呢，你在 show notes 和公众号里呢也可以找到今天提到过的这些单词和短语，以供你做参考。All right, in the end of the program, let's review the answer for my trivia question. 在节目的最后呢，我来回答一下在节目一开始提出的那个 trivia question， 在欧洲有哪些国家呢他们的英语水平比较高。在公众号里呢提供了一张示意图，你可以更直接的看到这些统计的数据。除了英国自身以外呢，瑞典是欧洲国家里英语普及率最高的国家，而在南欧的西班牙、葡萄牙甚至法国，他们的英语普及率都是相对较低的。当然这只是基于一项社会调查，可能你的真实感受呢会有差异。 But at least we know that we are not the only one. 掌握一门不同的语言并不是一件非常容易的事。希望我的节目呢能帮助你更好的学习一点实用的英语。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下期再见。